Amitabha is also associated with the fire element, this red, this idea of transformation. He burns away what isn't helpful, leaving the beauty. This superhero figure is holding out this flame. Very difficult to draw hands. I don't think I got it quite right. But I had this image that she was holding the lotus in her lap and holding out the flame as a gift, as an offering, you know. And this is another image of Pandaravasini that's been given to me by someone who had no idea that I had any connection with Amitabha or Pandaravasini. Again, I enjoy these things that find their way to me, that resonate with that connection. In the same vein as transformation, changing or burning away that which isn't helpful, Amitabha is also associated with a realm in the wheel of life. I don't have time to go into the whole symbolism of the wheel of life, but there are six realms. I can find it really helpful to think of these realms as states that we inhabit in this life. One of these realms is the hungry ghost realm. So this hungry ghost realm is characterized by craving, by insatiable craving, by never being able to get enough, never being able to have enough. And this is something that I feel very strongly in my life. So I have a history of being addicted to alcohol, and I'm in recovery from my addiction to alcohol, and I've been sober for about 14 years. So even though I no longer drink or feel compelled to drink, I'm still aware of those parts of myself that are always looking for something to be filled or something to be, trying to grab something to fix some part of me that doesn't feel quite right, which I really associate with that sense of craving, of wanting, of not being able to get enough. And that can manifest in wanting alcohol, that can manifest in wanting food, it can manifest in all sorts of different ways. So Amitabha being associated with this realm and offering an antidote to that craving, which is nourishing food and drink. So a metaphor for like, well, what do I really need? All of this grasping, all of this craving, all of this wanting, it's all going out here. And in some ways, I can associate that with the negative side of that Vajra quality, that trying to get somewhere, I want something that's over there, not here. And if I can remember to keep coming back to that more Padma quality, can I be right where I am right now? Can I open up to what's here right now? Then can I find some peace? Can I find some place to rest, even if only for a moment? Also associated with this is Amitabha's animal. In the five Buddha mandala, there are different animals associated with each of the figures. Amitabha's animal is not red, is not have anything to do with fire. Amitabha's animal is the peacock. I'll pass that around. I found that in Paper Chase, which I was really pleased about. And these are kept down in the shrine cupboard, so I'll pass those peacock feathers around. Any images that I see of peacocks, I've got books, I've got journals with peacocks on them. If you're ever struggling, what should I get? Sorry, that would be so perfect. Get me a peacock journal. And the reason for this, peacocks feed on poison. Peacocks can eat poison without being poisoned themselves. And that poison is transmuted into the beauty of their tail feathers, their beautiful plumage. And I don't know if that's true or if that's a myth, but I love it. If I get too linear, if I get too this or that, black and white, then I can see these cravings, these desires, even I could label them unhelpful qualities as things I want to get rid of. I don't want them. I don't want to know about them. I don't want to be aware of them. But if I instead think, well, how can I take these in, actually allow myself to become bigger and allow my awareness of these qualities to be transmuted into beauty, then I get away from the idea that I need to split myself or split off parts of myself. That I can allow transformation to happen by inclusion rather than exclusion.